Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. Let me play this for you guys.
Skipping urgent message.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Five.
This is the, please give me a call when you get this message. I had a lot of things weighing on me yesterday, and some of which were you, but when you texted me this morning, that's the place that I was. But no, I was not. I don't know. You seem to have taken things to the end of the relationship. Me, I feel as though I just wanted to not be bothered with my phone. And it concerns me that you're so easily to, you know, give up on things, and I wasn't there. Like, where did that come from? You assume the worst? You tell me always to, you know, not assume the negative, and then that's the first thing you did with me. That's the very first thing you did. And so that right there concerns me. And if that is it, then take it. But don't do that, because it's not you, for one. And it sounds like a little bit of me coming out of you, but for you to tell me to do you and all that, I mean, where is that coming from? That's so negative, and it's just not even about being negative right now. It's about sorting out some very serious feelings that I had for you, and, you know, not being able to reach out and touch you and talk to you when I think it's necessary, when I deem it, you know, emotionally necessary to talk, not being able to do those things. I was not ready to subject myself to that type of, you know, and I was not able to endure it. And I think the way you're responding is just making it even worse for me. So I need to talk to you with regards to that, and just, you know, maybe the talk you suppose that we should be having, that needs to take place then, obviously. I don't know. Your reaction to everything is really disappointing, and I don't think that when, you know, it only brings me to the situation when it was reversed, how I continuously called you and was like, no, don't shut me out, but you're so willing to cave in and just be like, okay, fine, do you. That's terribly, and I mean, I wasn't even upset. I was just, you know, needing some peace and needing some, you know, clarity in my mind, and, you know, that was the only way I would be able to get it, as if I shut my phone off. So for you to respond the way you're responding is just really, 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 really disheartening. So, yeah.
End of message. Delete.
Here we go. My apologies. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
All right. www.themanmindset.com live at Chopping It Up. All right, so you got your paper out, right?
Yeah, I got it out.
All right.
Got it out.
So the first phase is the meeting and dating phase, okay? And okay. When you're in the meeting and dating phase, you really don't have to have too many expectations except for you're drama-free. If anybody brings drama into my life, they're gone, okay? They're gone.
So
now this is,
I should write, like, drama next to it with a question mark so I know that's the main question.
Yeah,
drama.
I'm a fun guy. I love to have fun, blah, blah, blah. But if anybody brings drama into my life, they're gone. I don't do drama. I do not do it. I don't have time to do it. And if you bring it in my life, fuck you. You're gone. That's it. No drama.
Okay.
Hey, staying ready. Call in if you got a question, okay? Call in if you got a question, Steady. Okay. Okay, I already reset, so call in, guys. I reset. But, okay, so the reason I say drama, okay, the reason I say why I don't do drama is because I'm setting up the same standard that her job is setting up. You are not going to talk to me any old kind of way. You're not going to raise your voice. You're not going to tell me what I can and cannot do. You're not going to throw anything at me. You're not going to withhold sex from me. You're not going to do all the shit that you do to all them bitch-ass cookie cutters that you dealt with. I'm not that motherfucker, okay? That's what I'm saying, drama-free, okay? That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, yes, you'll have bad days. Yes, you're going to get upset at me. But the way I'm talking to you right now is the only way I'm going to allow you to talk to me. Right here. There ain't no high raising. Motherfucker, you ain't listening, man. We ain't doing that shit. And the reason I say that, and I said this earlier, is because you know she has a job. And her job sets a standard, so why can't you set a fucking standard? Her job tells her, this is what you're supposed to do, this is what time you're supposed to come in, and this is how much we're going to pay you. And she agrees to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't she have that with you? Why can't she have a standard with you? Well, with a man, she has no choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, drama-free.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got that one
now,
down
when
pat.
You when she's worthy enough to become your girlfriend, okay? Your woman, your lady, your girlfriend, whatever the fuck you want to call her and shit. And you move from the meeting and dating phase. What's up? If you got any questions in between, let me know.
From the meeting and dating phase, you say when she's worthy of the relationship phase. So automatically it's drama free. That has to be like a prerequisite. And then what would you consider makes her worthy? Does she have to make some kind of just how much emotional investment or financial investment?
No.
Okay.
Because meeting and dating don't mean shit. Because you're supposed to be meeting a lot of fucking women anyway. And you're supposed to be going on a lot of dates with a lot of women. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, my boy's been telling me that for years.
But when we get to the next phase, that's when the tire hits the road.
Okay.
See, the next phase is, okay, remember now, once she is able to get past the meeting and dating phase, now she is going down a new pathway to becoming a representation of your last name. That's how I look at it. When you become my lady, you have just started down a new path road to becoming a representation of my last name. That means you are to conduct and carry yourself like you do have my last name. Even though you don't, you got to conduct and carry yourself that way. So in this phase right here, now these are light phases, and I always give you one. My thing is, I don't do male friends. Don't do it. Can't do it. And I will explain to you why. Now, again, if the motherfucker's named Twan, and he like, hey, girl, and he got pink hair, and he's skipping shit, okay, she could be cool with Twan. You know what I mean? Or Reggie. Or Reginald. Excuse me. Don't call me Reggie. Call me Reginald. I'm Reginald, girl. You know, hey, girl. You know, hey, you know that little motherfucker, right? She can
anyone that doesn't
like
sneakily,
that.
Sneaky, anyone that doesn't like secretly wish that they could get with her, or that
there
not or trying to get
now
with
see,
her, or trying
see,
to get with her.
Now see, she can't see this, but you can, and that's how you gotta let her know. This is how you shut her down. Okay, this is very important here, because you're gonna be like, baby, you know I don't do the, you know I don't do the guy friends. Well, you know Mike was my friend since we were kids, and we grew up together, and we're the best of friends. All right, okay. Well, if you want to be with me, I mean, again, I'm not saying you can't talk to Mike because I ain't your father, but you're going to have to minimize that shit. And my whole thing is this. If you think Mike is really your friend and you think Dan and Tyrone and Daryl and Mike and Ray and Bob and John and Sean, if you all think those motherfuckers your friend, before we move forward, this is what I want you to do. And we won't move forward until you do this, because I need you to see what I see. What I want you to do to each and every one of them motherfuckers, I want you to call them up when you want to and tell them, whenever you want this pussy, you can have it. It'll be our secret. Do you want to fuck me right now? And then you're going to see what kind of friend they really are. Because if we're friends, there's no sexual anything, right? I'm just your friend, right?
Yeah. No sexual feelings exchanged, yeah. It's just all...
No sexual feelings, yeah, right. Not, right. So my whole thing is this. And then she's like, well, I like my friends. And here's the billion-dollar question. Well, then... What are you getting from your friends that you're not getting from me? That's what shuts them down. Because this is very important. Because, see, for me, she's getting everything from me, so she'll do it. But for you guys, you have so many gaps in who you are. She's got to have people to fill in those gaps. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see.
You have to stand on your own 2 feet, be a complete. And then she don't need anyone else.
Then she, you got to make her not need anything, any guy especially. So this is what's important. So we're together. Now listen, this is a time where we have our expectation talk. This is what I expect from you. And guess what? You can tell me what you expect from me. And if we can't get at least a B, which is 80, 80 out of 100, if we can't at least get a B out of this, we going to fall back. We will never go forward because we just can't get past this phase because, number one, you ain't doing the male friends around. I'm not doing that Pod Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother bullshit. Where one of these days I go in and you fucking old Johnny Ray and dude, I slipped up and sucked his dick. Not doing that. So if you have a problem with your friends and your friends are that important, well then guess what? This is what we're going to do. We'll fall back. You can hang out with your friends and just fuck me when you want to and we're good. See? See how that works so far, 586?
Yeah.
See how simple that
is? Yeah, I like that. I like it. I dig it.
Dog. Hey, big dog, what I'm showing you tonight is so simple. To the regular guy, it's complicated because this shit is simple. Now, remember, you ever watch Star Trek?
Star Trek in passing, nothing. I don't know anything like too.
All right, back in the day, they had Captain Kirk and Spock and all that shit, and damn near every show. They had this guy named Yeoman Henson, just some no-name motherfucker. They would beam down to the planet with him, and that motherfucker always find a way to get killed. But then there's always a time where Kirk has got to make what we call a Captain Kirk decision. Do I save Yeoman Henson and lose the Enterprise, or do I sacrifice Yeoman Henson to save the Enterprise? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a Captain Kirk. So
I mean, I understand,
Right, so when your woman's getting out of line with you, okay, remember, drama-free. And don't get me wrong, she is going to test you because a lot of guys talk a lot of shit and they don't back them up. But this is where the merciful king rule comes in at, okay? Now, let's say y'all talking and she want to argue with you, raise her voice at you. You tell her, don't do that shit. You know, I told you before, don't raise your voice at me because I can raise my voice if you want to. All right, this is the last time I'm going to tell you. If you... raise your voice at me one more time, you're gone. Remember, drama-free in the beginning, right? This is going to go the whole distance, this drama-free thing. Because in order for you to train her properly, like she does at her job, you got to stay fast on this drama-free shit. Meaning that if she disrespects you, yells, screams, punches, argues anything, even withhold pussy from you, disrespect, she's gone because she's not worthy of your last name. Because a woman who is worthy of your last name is going to know her fucking place at the table. That's why this system I have is going to wean out the fake motherfuckers and you'll find out who's more loyal, okay? But I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
So let's say that you get to the relationship with her, okay? Y'all in your relationship, everything is good. And then you like, you know what, I think it's time to go ahead and get this girl a key to my place. I think it's time to either, well, I don't want you to move in her place, but in circumstances, whatever happens, you moving into her place or she moves into yours, okay? Now we get into some big shit now. Now this is where the king comes in at. Now remember, this is the powwow, okay? This is very major. This is a very major moment here. When you decide to move a woman into your place or you in her place, the first thing I want y'all to do is have the powwow, and this is how it's going to go down. And you got to hear me out because it's going to sound crazy what I'm about to tell you. But the first thing I want you to discuss with her is we got to get a joint bank account. Now, calm the fuck down, guys. I know y'all like, man, what the fuck is this guy talking? Why the fuck? What do you mean a joint? Why the fuck? Just calm down. And 586, I know you're thinking the same thing. Why the fuck do I want to get a joint account with some bitch I'm moving in with? Calm down. I got you.
Yeah. All right.
Reason I want you to have the joint account with her is because I want you to separate your finances from the relationship. If you have a business, okay, now there's two different pathways. If you have a business, you have equity, stock, you got money. You got paper, you have ambitions and money. Before you even talk about the bank thing, let's stop right there. You need to get with your lawyer and write up a contract. Because a lot of y'all don't understand this. John Cena did this. If y'all don't know the wrestler John Cena, he's a wrestler in the WWF, but in real life, before he moved his woman in, he made her sign a 75-page contract to move into his house. Because sometimes in some of the states, when you move in with somebody and you live with them for a long time, they call that shit common law marriage. And that means if y'all break up, you got to split assets. So if you have something, you need to get with a lawyer and say, look, this is not love. This is business. I came in with this shit before I met you. And you need to sign on a dotted line and say, if we break up, that everything that I had before I came into this relationship is mine. And anything I have during that relationship that you have nothing to do with is mine. Now, this is very important because a lot of guys they fuck up with this, especially those who have business, because they're so in love. I love you, girl, and it's you and me versus the world. And it's okay. Don't worry about it. Write that book, okay?
Yeah.
That's very important to me. The second thing that's very important here, and I'm talking to you guys, how do you deal with an ex-girlfriend at all of your family functions? Should I stop going? I don't want to stay. I'll talk to you in a second. Let me finish this up. But what I'm saying to you here, dog, so check this out. Let's get back to the bank account, the joint bank account. The reason I want you guys to have a joint bank account with her is because of this. When you get in her place or she gets in yours, you're splitting the bills right down the line. Rent, electricity, water, entertainment, and food are all going to be split down the line. Meaning that she's paying her half, you're paying your half. Meaning that, now this is gonna sound cruel, guys, but you want the perfect wife. I'm trying to set this up for you. Meaning that outside of these bills, don't ask me for a fucking nickel. Hear what I'm saying. This is very important because this is a test run. I need to know that you're a responsible individual. I need to know that instead of you buying those Prada bags and those shoes and those dresses and all that shit, don't come to me asking me for gas money, because I want to know where your money's at that point. Because look, what you do with your money at this point is none of my business. Literally, we're just living together, okay? That's all we're doing. We're just living together. So what you do with your money is none of my business. As long as you got half your rent, half the lights, half the water, half the entertainment, and half the food, okay? Now, so far so good, 586, so far so good?
Yeah, I'm following.
Because most guys don't do this shit, okay? Now, remember, she has every right to say no. She has every right to say, well, I don't want to do it. Like, then you have every right to say, then guess what? We fall back. See, we can't go forward. Because I'm not here, I'm not looking to go to Dr. Field every time we have it. No, if we can't agree that if I have assets, if I have a business, and you can't sign your name on it, we can't go forward. Because I'm not moving in with you, and not to say we're going to break up, but I got to protect my assets. This is my business. My business has nothing to do with the way I feel about you. You now, remember, I'm being a man about this shit. Am I correct, 586? Am I bullshitting her?
No.
Nah, I'm telling her what the deal is, right? Exactly.
Telling her what the fuck it is.
Steady, it's staying ready. Give me more information. Type it up. Give me more information on that. But what I'm saying is, all right, so now we come to understanding, and she's cool with it, okay? Now, remember,
okay.
Don't ask me for gas money. Don't ask me for extra money for your hair or to do something with your – don't ask me because, listen, you are not my responsibility. And this is key here. It's not that I don't love you. But because I love you, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because I'm not going to be your fucking, what do they call that shit when druggies have, like, what do they call that shit?
When druggies have what?
When they keep going back to the same place, keep going back to the same person. What do they call that shit?
Oh, codependent? No, not codependent.
Yeah, kind of like that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be the person you keep coming to because you're not being responsible. It ain't happening. But if you have a problem with
like
that,
an enabler,
you don't have
enabler,
to move in.
Yeah, enabling.
Enabler,
shit.
thank you. You know, I got my tongue tied. It's late, dog. So I'm not going to enable you. Right. And that's real, though. That's being honest. Because the woman that has my last name needs to be responsible, dog. That's the king right there. I'm not going to be with no motherfucker that's irresponsible, even with that, though, okay? Let's say we get past that phase right there. Now it's time for me to ask her hand in marriage. Going to the engagement phase. Now, before I even get on a fucking knee, if that's what you do, we are going to have a sit-down powwow. And that sit-down powwow is this. I need you to show me how much money you making. I need you to write up what you are spending your money on. I need to know how much debt you have accumulated. And I need to know your credit score. Now I know y'all guys don't do this shit, but trust me, because the last thing I want for you guys to do is take on somebody else's fucking debt. And that's what you do when you get married, guys. See how you starting to connect these dots, 586?
Yeah. I had the big picture. I just didn't have all the dots connected.
Right.
So,
okay. Well,
the picture is coming together, so it's very clear.
Yeah. So before we even get married, I need to look at the books. Because before I give you my engagement, you got to give me the plan. You got to show me what you're going to do as a responsible adult. What you going to do to fix this problem? Key word, your problem. And I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I didn't create your debt. I didn't fuck up your credit score. And I ain't the one buying the shoes and dresses and wasting their fucking money. I'm not doing that. And the reason I'm doing this is because I got a future plan. Maybe we're going to start out an apartment, and then we'll move into a house. We'll rent a house, we'll buy a house, and then we'll build a house. But the only way we can do this is that we got to have our paper correct. We got to have our money straight. because money is one of the biggest, debt is the biggest causes of infidelity and relationships fucking up. But there's some other shit we got to talk about. Next thing we got to talk about, if we can get past that phase, is then the child phase. Now this is, now listen to me. Let me go back real quick because this is fucking important. This is the out of the whole thing that I'm talking about right now, what I'm about to tell you is the most important thing ever.
Okay.
When you start from the meeting and dating phase all the way to the engagement phase until she has your last name, do not fuck her raw. Do not
right,
get
exactly.
Her
I already had that plan. I already had that. Okay. I have my friends, fucking girls here and there, and like they're like, you know, back in the day, and like fucking girls raw, and they're like, yeah, I don't like condoms. I'm like, really, is that like, you know, spilling your seed, you know, throwing your life away?
Yes.
Or that our power catching
yes,
disease
right.
worth it feeling a little bit better?
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I was saying you 8586, you go on the ball, because I tell you guys, listen. I've been fucking a lot, guys. No kids out of wedlock. None of my kids. I live by this rule. Why? Because my last name and my nut means so much to me that I'm not just going to get anybody pregnant. I just can't do that. Plus, you got the fucked up laws of the government, the family courts that are against men anyway.
Exactly.
So
it's a scam.
Anybody, so don't get anybody pregnant until she becomes your wife. Very important. Now, with that being said, we got to talk about kids now, because if we get married, I want to have kids. So we got to have the powwow talk. What religion do you want to raise a child as? How are we going to do Christmas? How are we going to do birthdays? What are we going to do for Halloween? Punishment. What kind of schools are we looking for? I expect you to be at the PTA meetings and meeting the teachers. And these are things that you need to discuss with her before she even gets the ring. These are things that are important, because if you're getting my last name, then we got to make sure you're worth my last name. But here's the beautiful thing about it. If you want to get mad, you want to argue, you want to guess what we do, 586, what do we do?
If she wants to get mad or argue or something?
Yeah, because you've given her logical reason, but she wants to fight you and she don't want to do that shit. What do? We fall what?
Well, the king would just give her the look. Just the look.
No, this ain't about look. No.
Okay.
Because this ain't about the look. This is how it's going to be. And if you don't want this, then we fall back. We can't move forward. Because I need somebody that's going to ride or die, and I'm trying to build something. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to deal with all that bullshit, but this comes with this right here is the next biggest thing other than you getting her pregnant, what I'm about to say next. Now, after we talk about the debt and after we talk about the kids, next thing we're going to tell her is this. Look, we can either get married at the courthouse, or we can take $5,000 and have a wedding. Now, look, $5,000 is going to cover our cake, outfit. We are not having a big wedding. We're not going to get it. We ain't going to get expensive. We're going to get 2 gold bands. We're not going to get anything big. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because when you, let me see here. Let me show you the breakdown. Because a lot of you guys think I'm crazy, but I'm trying to keep your marriage good and lasting and shit. Because you automatically know. Hold on a second. Let me pull something up for you, motherfuckers. Let's see here. All right, let me pull something out. Honestly, give me a second. I want this is very important what I'm about to tell you. I just got to pull it up. Fine. Where the fuck is it at? No, it's not. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. Come in. Hold on, date. All right. Okay. Hold on, give me a second. I'm trying to make sure. Hold on, give me a second.
Okay, I'm ready to glass of water.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I get everything I need to explain. Y'all motherfuckers don't understand that. Well, when I tell you this shit, let me see if this is it. I want to make sure I got everything right. I'm about to break all this shit down. Let y'all fuck. Hey, let you guys think for a second instead of doing what the fuck she wants you to do and shit. Oh man, y'all got to be the boy. All right, here we go. All right, so when you motherfuckers decide to marry a woman, to her, she thinks she's a princess and she feels like she should have a royal type wedding at your expense, number one. Number two, the wedding is not for you. The wedding is for her to show off in front of her fucking loser friends. It's her day to be a princess. So what they do, because they don't think, remember, they on emotions, they ain't thinking logical, they're not thinking about tomorrow. So you got to pay for the wedding invitations, the photographer, the wedding dress, the groom's attire, flowers,
the stupid trinkets
decor,
on the table.
Yep, the venue, the DJ, the catering, the wedding cake. You got to fucking deal with the reception. You got to do save the date. Let me tell you guys something. And I didn't even mention the honeymoon. But here's your problem, guys. The problem is that you can pay for all that shit, but you're going to come home to debt. And debt is one of the main causes of everything going to shreds. Now, don't get me wrong. And I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Larry David had a great fucking point. His is a little bit different, though. If we can make 10 years, I'll give you your wedding then. If we can make 10 years, I'll give you the wedding you've always wanted. But I'm not stupid enough to spend all that fucking money. But before we even do that, 586, there's something else. Guess what that is? Prenup. Prenup. Because if you have a business, have assets, you got it. Hey, listen, baby, you got to get her lawyer, your lawyer. You got to sit down. And this is just business. This has nothing to do with our love. Remember, I'm just protecting my assets. That's all I'm doing. And if you have a problem with that, look, if you have a problem with me protecting my assets, then we don't need to be together. Because they're not your assets. They're mine. And I shouldn't have to justify shit to you just because you get my last name.
Yeah.
So
exactly. I like it.
Yeah, so
it sounds like the way to do it. Sounds
saying,
like the right way to do it.
Well, the reason I say it is because you know I'm married, don't you?
You are married, yes. Okay.
How long have
I
been
know for? I didn't know if you were or not.
How long do you think I've been married for?
Let's say 18 years.
18 years. 18
How many
years, no fights, arguments, no drama. Why? Because what I'm telling you I did, and that's why everything is cool, because all the drama was squashed way back then, if there was any. So this is why I'm not telling you to do it, because I'm just closing my eyes and trying to figure that shit out. I'm doing it, guys, and I'm telling you, that's why I have such a great marriage now. Because I want the woman that has my last name to be on point and shit. Smitty Weaver, man.
Is anyone else? Is anyone else chime in and participate? Is it just anyone else engaging in the conversation?
Nobody else. Nobody else wants to call. No, nobody else wants to call in, man. That's cool. We didn't. That's cool. They don't.
Hey,
want to call
that's cool.
Fine. That's fine.
I guess more personal time to help me. I appreciate it.
Well, no, it's not a problem. I'm here to help anybody. I'm just saying this is how you should conduct yourself as a man and look at every phase as your law, rule, and code, because you're supposed to lead the woman anyway. Don't ever let a fucking woman make you compromise in between that. Don't ever let a woman tell you what you can do, because as soon as you compromise your standards to her, you'll never get her respect again. Because everything you were in the beginning is why she wanted you in the first place. But then in her fucked up way, she wants to change you. And as soon as you allow that change to happen, she ain't going to respect you, dog.
Because you're not the person
that's
she
how
wants
she...
to correct.
There you go, motherfucker.
She's attracted to you because you make her feel certain ways. You change, you're going to make her feel differently. She's not going to feel, she's going to bounce eventually. Or start getting shitty.
Oh, yeah. Or cheating. Right. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you've got a question. But there you go, 589, excuse me. You have it. You have it. Now you got a blueprint there. So now you should have no issues and no wait, hold on me. Down. Okay, there we go. Now you have no problems with doing what you need to do now.
Yeah, okay.
But that's what the man mindset is all about, though. Because you don't have to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah.
Now,
you know,
somebody asked a question.
You know, if you got game, I think, like, I don't know where I read this before, but I heard, you know, the soul, I like this, this saying, they say the soul of your game is integrity. And when you have integrity and you're consistent with your thoughts, feelings, actions, and you have values, you have something to live for, you have passions, you have drive. When so, you have someone else getting shitty with you, it's kind of like you look at them like almost like they're an ant. Like, why you see her, like, why would you even act like that? It's like, I don't know. Just like, sometimes.
No, wait. Let me play this, because this is the attitude you need to have. Let me play this quick clip. Hold on. All right, this is my favorite. This is one of my favorite clips ever. But this is how you should see women. Here you go. Listen to this.
Or peasant. If you seek to raise yourself above those men, both of whom would gladly sweat and toil to feed their families, pay their taxes, and honor their duties to their king. You think yourself above them, Moncor, yet you lie far below. You pay nothing and do nothing, which leads me to believe you are nothing. Which begs the question, what is a nothing doing at my court?
There you go.
Well, there it is,
nothing.
I guess, huh?
Right. Listen, the only way she can become a something is by you determining she's worth a something. Until she is a something, she's a nothing, because there's nothing special about her. Because you can meet a million bitches like her. That's why she's a nothing.
Right.
Is that right?
Exactly.
This is why I want you to get the perfect woman. Because you can turn a nothing into something, but, I mean, don't you want a woman that's going to at least give you 38 points, 20 rebounds, 16 assists, and 14 steals? You want that one, right? You want that one starting on your roster, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do want Dawn on my roster.
Well, but most of these cake ass motherfuckers, they'll take the bitch that give them 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and 4 assists, and they'll try to start that motherfucker on the squad. Come on, man. Bitch can't even get through the door because she's a nothing.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this question. How do you deal with an ex-girlfriend that is at all your family functions? Should you stop going? But, and this is for staying raised.
Why is her ex-girlfriend at her family function? At the family function?
Thank you, dog. And look, even if she did, who gives a fuck? But go ahead, I'm listening. You, hey, take the floor, 589. You on the right track. Go ahead, what you want to say, man?
Unless it's a dysfunctional family, a regular family function, let's say if I got a mom, a dad, I bring a girl in my life, have a relationship with her, you know, and then we break up. Is she going to be hanging out with my mom and my dad and my aunts and uncles and stuff, like chilling with them? Why would she be at the family functions? I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And that's why I'm telling you guys, you got to learn the alcohol. I don't give a fuck if my ex is there. I don't want her there, but I'm not gonna stop what I'm doing because she's there. Fuck her. So, hope I answered your question. But anyway, 589, I will put you back in the queue. Do you have any other questions or anything before I do that, sir?
Nothing for tonight.
Okay. You need to get on that alpha code, man, so you can start learning your laws, rules, and codes, man, okay?
All right, I'll get on the codes.
All right, man. Excuse me, it's getting late.
All right, man.
Oh, wait, let me see. I'm sorry. What'd you say? I didn't mean to cut you off. What'd you say? Wait, what'd you say, 582?
No, I was just wondering if you were about to bounce out and, you know, go to sleep or do what you got to do, because I'm probably going to bounce out and go to sleep.
Unless you're still on the air,
I'll stay on with you. If you got,
yeah, no,
you know,
no. If I'll stay on the air for about 15 more minutes. If nobody's going to call in or anything like that, I'm just going to shut the show down and go chill and watch the Queen of, what is that shit? What is that USA? What is that fucking Queen of New York? No. What is that fucking gangster ass queen? Fuck. I don't even want to turn my TV on to look at that. I forgot the name of the show. Fuck it. Someone asked a question to me. Let me see here. What would you recommend for dudes with speech impediment or issues and confidence based on that? Freshness, that's what I'm telling you. You got to call in. But listen. You guys got to realize you can have a speech impediment. You can be fat. You can be ugly. Look, getting a woman, the fuck is Queen Sugar? The fuck is that, Big TZ? The fuck is that about? But you're not going to get a woman with no confidence, dog. You're not going to get one. That's real talk.
Like, for example, I got an example. If you don't mind me chiming in.
No, I'm just chilling. I'm tired anyway. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, talk, man.
So I'm an Italian guy, I have a little bit olive skin, but I'm not like the tall, dark, and handsome type. So I'm not like tall. A lot of girls like to have the idea of tall. So I'm not tall. You know that I could be using being short. If I think it's a problem. If I have a little bit of a gut, but I'm not too overweight, but if I think that is a problem and I lose my confidence, then it's going to become a problem. She's going to become a problem. You can walk into any situation under any circumstance, have something, what someone says is wrong or something, you know, something that's not what society judges perfect. And if you don't think it's a problem, and if you're fully confident in yourself and, you know, other people aren't going to think it's a problem. And the only people that do think it's a problem are absolute, like, shitbags anyways that don't, you know, lack empathy. They're just shitty people. But, I mean, for the person with a speech impediment, I would recommend you learn some way to keep your mind centered, keep focused, keep in the present moment, and you'll learn how to say things more deliberately over time. It might take a long time of training, and it might not go away, like be as normal as, you know, the average person, but it's not a problem. If you're a king in your own right, there'll be girls. There's girls that'll be, you know, go out with a handicapped guy if he's a great, you know, but the average girl won't go out with the average handicapped guy. But if he's a handicapped guy and he's confident in himself and he, you know, it's just a, you know, all around good person. He's got his game going on. He's got his integrity. They're going to be attracted to that. They're more attracted to your passion and your drive and your ambitions and your aura and your energy and who you are as a man rather than
how tall
just
you
the physical,
you,
like
man.
Dick size.
How tall are you, man?
How tall am I? I'm 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah, me too. Same thing. And I get tons of pussy, so, you know. So, yeah, I'm with you on that, fam. All right, now, guys, like I say, man, I got this young man chopping it up, and I love what he's doing. But if anybody has a question, if y'all not calling in with any questions, man, I'm going to go ahead and move on. So, again, I'm going to give y'all a few more minutes, 515-605-9373. If y'all don't have questions or anything like that, I'm going to keep it moving. I don't mean questions in the chat room. You call the fuck in. If I'm taking this time,
yeah, we want to hear your voice. We want you to be like as live as possible. You know, chop it up.
586, you funny as fuck. Hey, you heard that, man? Call the fuck in. If he's man enough to call in, why ain't y'all? So, you know. So we'll see what's up. If they don't call in, I'm gonna go get in bed. I'm gonna watch Queen of the South. And I'm going to wake up in a few more hours and get my ass to the airport. So if anybody don't have any questions, I'm going to keep that shit moving.
All right, I'll stay on for like two more minutes. If no one pops in, I'll just talk to you later.
Wait a second. They charge you $30 for 100 business cards. Where the fuck are you going to get business cards at, dog? Hold on, man. Shit. Hold on, Steady. Let me... All right, the dean has to come to the rescue. Let me look at something, dog. Hold on. Okay. All right, I got it. Right. Excuse me, I don't mean to yawn in your ears. All right, let me see here. All right, here you go. All right. Vista, you got two places. You can go to Vista. Listen, this is all I want. If y'all don't believe me, type this in Google. Type in Vista Print Business Card Promo. You can get 500 business cards for $99, big dog. Man, fuck FedEx, dog. Fuck FedEx. No. There's this place here. Listen, it's called gotprint.com. You can get 500 business cards for $8.50. Fuck FedEx. Man, y'all crazy as fuck. Yeah, look, VistaPrintDeals.com, 500 business cards for $10 and more promos. So, guys, I got to say, I don't work for VistaPrint. I'm just trying to figure out a way where you can get cheaper cards. But if you want to spend that money at FedEx, go right ahead. I don't understand. That's it. Is the number. Press 1. And we'd love to have you in. If y'all ain't pressing 1, I'm going to shut this shit down. What's up now?
Call in, guys.
I think they're scared, man. I think they're scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if y'all don't call in, that's cool. I'm just going to shut this shit down. But I got other things to do, so... I'm trying to help y'all, but y'all don't want to help yourselves. I can't do nothing for you. Okay, so we have less than 10 minutes. Hey, I'm about to shut it down real quick. So if nobody's calling in, guys, I'm going to go ahead and shut this down. Y'all got to press 1. If y'all don't press 1, I'm going to close this out. But 586, I want to say it was a pleasure. Thank you for calling in, man. That was really cool of you.
Yeah.
I hope you learned a lot about relationships and stuff, man.
Yeah, I learned about the Alpha Code. I got to learn about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 1,000% right. Okay, guys. So I am going to shut this down. Nobody's calling in. We're going to go ahead and shut this down. I will see you guys on Tuesday. Don't forget, if you want to talk to Maria on Tuesday, remember, Tuesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, do that shit. But other than that, guys, I want to thank you all. I appreciate it. We did about 2 hours. We did a good 2 hours, so that should be it. We did 2 hours. So if y'all don't want to talk, that's fine by me. I'm not trying to put a gun in your head. I'm just going to move the fuck on. But anyway, guys, y'all have a very, very good night, man. www.themanmindset.com. I was hoping y'all would call in because I can help you like I helped 586. But as you can see, y'all rather listen than get help.
Oh, shit. I got a splinter. Man, fuck. Fuck.
Anyway, www.themanmindset.com, guys. I will see you on Tuesday. Y'all guys have a good night. Thank you, 586. You take care and everything like that, man. And we will see you guys later, man. Peace out, man.
Have a good night.
See you later.
Peace out.
All right. Good night, y'all.